This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, today is FanDuel Futures Day. So if you plan on looking ahead in the National Football League calendar, today is the best day to do that over on FanDuel. Go on there. They're doing boost all day. Get yourself a little bang for your buck and go from there. I'm going to give you a couple of bets that I really like for the year. They have a small parlay. Rob, I hopped on this today. Titans to win more than 5 games. Patriots to win more than 7 games. It was plus 185. You could put the boost on it and add the 50% to it. Great odds to me. I really like Tennessee in that division. You got to take a chance when it comes to NFL predictions. I know that we all think the same 7 teams are going to be good. They were good last year, so they'll be good this year, even though we know that's not how the NFL works. I think that Tennessee is improved at a lot of really important positions. I think Tennessee is going to be a much better team. I like Tennessee to actually be kind of competitive in the AFC South and be a possible surprise team in the AFC. And the Patriots, I just think they have a much higher floor than last year. I don't think they're winning the division. I'm not ready to go that far when it comes to New England. But if you want to take one that I took earlier today, check the future specials. Titans more than 5.5 or more than 5 wins. Patriots more than 7 wins. You can get that at plus 185 and sprinkle in one of those boosts with it, and you can really get things going. Rob, win totals. You know I've been telling you this entire time that I like the Las Vegas Raiders. I think the Raiders are going to be a much better team than people think. There is not a team in the league that has improved more at coach and quarterback than the Raiders. 2 teams that I grabbed not a lot on to have a winning record this season. I grabbed a little bit on Carolina, and I grabbed a little bit on Las Vegas. I think Bryce Young really turned the corner in the second half of the season. I think the Raiders are just, I think they're going to be a real football team this year. Significant improvement at head coach, significant improvement at quarterback, running back, best tight end in the National Football League. I think the Raiders are going to be a much better football team. You can get Carolina at plus 135 to win at least 8 games this year. You can get plus 145 for the Raiders to win at least 8 games this year. And make sure you're sprinkling in with a little bit of boost to give yourself some better odds. Rob, those are 3 bets that I like so far as I was kind of messing around on the app earlier today. Who are some teams that you like long-term? Who are some teams that you project to be pretty good this season?
So I actually am on a team that I think most people are not on this year, and I'm taking the over on Vikings wins. The Vikings number, I believe, depending on where you get it, is either 8.5 or 9, depending on where you get it. I was actually just looking it up on my phone to see what number you have. It has been a popular, hey, fade the Vikings, fade the Vikings. All I've heard all offseason is fade the Vikings, fade them, fade them, fade them. I like to sometimes zig when the people are telling you to zag, because I feel like if Kevin O'Connell is a really good coach, which I think Kevin O'Connell is a good coach, like that's just how I feel about the Minnesota Vikings, then to play the Vikings over is a really smart bet. Like, and you get the boost because it's a FanDuel future day. I'm trying to scroll down and see the number. Yeah, you can get over. The odds are all changed today, but yeah, over 9.5 wins is +120. Over 8.5 is -140. Play that with a boost today, and you get a really nice number. I like the Vikings. I've mentioned the Patriots number is a little bit cooked to me. It's a little bit high, but I liked the Patriots preseason, and I really like the Dolphins under. Dolphins under is one. The Dolphins just scream of a team that's about to go 4-13 and implode. And we're going to look back in the Mike McDaniel era and be like, that was weirdo behavior and it was goofy and it just didn't work. But those are the ones I like. The Patriot one, the Viking one, and the under on the Dolphins are the futures I'm looking at early.
I think the Dolphins one's actually a really, really good one, like a really, really good point about them. I don't maybe think they'll be as bad as you think they'll be this season, but this does have soft reset season kind of written all over them. Mike McDaniel doesn't make it to the end of the year. Tyreek Hill gets traded at the end of the season, and we got really serious questions about what they want to do at quarterback. I'm with you. It is funny how the Dolphins offense, I would say maybe, 18 months ago, we looked at them as kind of being one of the better offenses in the National Football League. And now I'm with you. I don't hear a lot of buzz around the Dolphins heading into this season. I don't really know if there's reason to have a lot of buzz around them heading into this season. They're a team that I don't really have much interest in the Miami Dolphins heading into this season.
They just, and I might have them worse than the average team, and that's fine. Whatever. So it goes. It just feels like, man, they have big, it'll blow up in everyone's face energy, and they've made a couple late additions. Like, whenever you're signing a corner to really help your secondary after the Jalen Ramsey trade on cutdown day, that just screams of problematic to me. I don't like the Dolphins. Like I said, I like the Vikings a lot more than everyone else. I just think Kevin O'Connell's a good coach. I think they have a really good roster. I think their defense might be one of the best in the league. We don't talk about their defense, one of the best in the league, but it's a top 10 type of defense. And because they didn't win the division, they get an easier schedule. And I think Kevin O'Connell is really good. So those are the two that I would really, really hit. I want to hit the Patriots, but their number's weird. Like, it's set a little bit higher than I'd like.
Yeah, I think the Patriots number is a little bit too high. That's why I kind of like them. If I can get them to win just 7 games this year, I like their number a lot more. I will say, some of the more like obvious parlays, today is the time to do it. Like, you can do a parlay where you basically get 2-1 odds on both the Chiefs and the Bills winning their division. You remember we had the topic a couple of weeks ago. If you had to guarantee what teams are going to make the playoffs this year, I'd bet on Kansas City and Buffalo, and I wouldn't bet on anybody else. You can get that right now at plus money for both of those teams to win the division. I'm still not convinced that another team can win the AFC West. And to me, the only other team that you can realistically entertain winning the AFC East outside of Buffalo is who? New England? You and I think that that's too high of a number. I don't think there's any other team in the AFC East that I think can win double-digit games. I could see another team winning double-digit games in the AFC West. I mean, we saw that last year. I can't see any other team in that AFC East winning double-digit games. So, again, some of the parlays that you want to create, if you want to give yourself a little bit of a boost, or if you like a team to be in the Super Bowl conversation and want to give yourself a little bit extra juice to do it, today on FanDuel Futures Day is the day to do it. I'm going to go back on the app a little bit later and think about putting something down. You know, I like Green Bay this year. I think Green Bay finally kind of has the weapons to put everything together and be a team that can win their division, be a team that can be a one seed in the AFC. So today is the day on FanDuel app if you want to go ahead and place a wager and get ready for the start of the NFL season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.